Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 22, 2007. I'm Joe Onderko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the weekend ahead. Week 3 in the 2007 season saw three PAC contests headline the schedule, while league teams also posted a pair of impressive non-conference wins. Grove City jumped to the top of the league standings as the Wolverines posted a come-from-behind 23-16 win at Thomas More. In other PAC action, Geneva renewed its rivalry at Westminster with a 37-14 win, while Bethany set several offensive records in a 66-7 home win over St. Vincent. In non-league action, Washington and Jefferson rolled to a 33-0 lead after one quarter en route to a 50-14 victory at home against Hanover. Finally, Teal earned its first win of the 2007 season as the Tomcats blocked a field goal in the final minute to secure a 13-10 win at Albion. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to junior quarterback Bobby Swallow of WNJ, who tied a school record with 6 touchdown passes in just over one half of play in the President's win. Defensive laurels went to Grove City cornerback Mike Baker, who posted 6 tackles, a fumble recovery, and 2 end zone interceptions to help secure the Wolverine victory. Kicker Matt Bloomer of Bethany earned special teams recognition, booting all 9 of his extra point attempts along with a 31-yard field goal for the Bison. 4 games take place this Saturday, with 2-1 Westminster and 0-3 St. Vincent having the weekend off. Fresh off the win in Michigan, 1-2 Teal returns home to host 1-1 Thomas More at Alumni Stadium at 1 p.m. The two teams battled in a heavy downpour in Kentucky a year ago, with Teal pulling out a 17-14 overtime win. Veteran Tomcat mentor Jack Liepheimer talks about this weekend's matchup with the Saints.
You know, they're a good football team, and they beat up on Hanover pretty well. Scored a comparable score to what WNJ did against Hanover, and you know, they lost a tough game to Grove City, who's a very good football team as well. So you know, they're going to be quite a challenge for us.
3 night games round out the schedule, starting in Grove City, where the 1-2 Wolverines host 2-0 Waynesburg at 7 p.m. It is the first night home game in Grove City football history, as Thornfield was renovated with lights and turf prior to the 2006 season. According to Wolverine head coach Chris Smith, the night contest has resulted in a great deal of excitement in the local community.
Well, I can say really without any hesitation that at this point, sitting here in the week before the game, I have not ever seen as much excitement in anticipation of a contest. The student body has just responded unbelievably, number-wise, with their white-out t-shirt type of mentality. The community, I've gotten many, many emails and phone calls, and everyone I talk to seems to feel that, boy, this is a great game to come watch. It's going to be exciting. The fireworks afterwards, fireworks during the game, both offenses are going to be explosive, and defenses are going to make great plays. And it may be the best Division III show in the nation this weekend, as far as I'm concerned.
After opening the season with 3 consecutive road contests, Geneva finally gets to debut its new turf surface on Saturday night at Beaver Falls as the 2-1 Golden Tornadoes host 2-0 Bethany at 6:30 p.m. Geneva head coach Gino DeMarco talks about the facility improvements on campus and returning home after 3 straight road contests.
Obviously great to finally play a home game with the 3 games we had in the regular season on the road and also a scrimmage on the road. It's been a long time since we've been at Reeves, and the stadium is going through a $3 million renovation, and we are halfway through that with a new ProGrass surface and about 1,000 seats for the visitors and really newly redone north end zone. So this coming year, the home side will be done with press box and concession stand entrance with the completion of Route 18. So we're very excited about that, and I'll tell you, it's great to be in the President's Athletic Conference.
Finally, in non-league action, 2-0 Washington and Jefferson hosts Oberlin at Cameron Stadium in Washington at 7 p.m. Last year, the two schools met on the gridiron for the first time since 1894, with the Presidents recording a 33-13 road win in Ohio. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest PAC football scores, news, and statistics, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.